Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. If you've been to our website, heard Karen Holp's weekly Manager's Desk segment, or noticed a slightly less familiar voice on the air this week, and I'm referring to me, you might be aware that KGOU's news director Kurt Gwortney is leaving the station. His last official day on the air was Tuesday. Kurt, now that you've gone on to a different career path, what are some of your favorite memories of your time at KGOU?
I think probably my favorite moment was when we started broadcasting from our new studios. I was the first person to do that, and I opened the mic, actually had a window, could see what the weather was doing, because in the old facility we had no windows, and we would actually have to walk down the hall to a classroom and look outside just to know if it was even raining or something, and that was an amazing moment. There was also the time I was doing a traffic report one morning, and it came across that there was a disabled Batmobile at I-235 near I-40. And I, even saying it now, I can hardly do it without laughing. I wish we would have had Twitter and the social media would have been active back then, because I would have loved to have seen what people would say about that. But that was certainly a highlight.
I remember seeing the social media explosion a few months ago when I was filling in for you, and there was a maple syrup spill on Interstate 44, but never a Batmobile. So, Kurt, what are you most proud of during your tenure as KGOU News Director?
Again, I could pick several things. We've done really well in being awarded and honored for our work by our colleagues in Oklahoma, and that work goes on and will continue, I know, whether I'm here or not. I would say that really the response we had, the May 2021 war, which is still just very difficult for me to talk about, was just amazing in that we came together, State Impact, Joe Wartz and Logan Layden, KOSU's Rachel Hubbard, offered whatever assistance and support we needed on that day.
Kurt, I'd like to close just by asking you, what are you doing next? What's the next chapter of your life?
Well, I've accepted a position as the communications director for the Oklahoma Red Cross in the eastern Oklahoma region. That includes Tulsa and as far as Ponca City and down to the southeast corner of the state. And the reason for my move, and I think you know, listeners might want to know, so why are you leaving? My wife, who's the United Methodist clergy, has been appointed to a church in South Tulsa, and she's actually been in Tulsa since February, and we really like living together. I've been saying my first wife lives in Tulsa. She's also my only wife. So looking forward to being back together as a family and living there and continuing to serve, I would hope, in the public interest through the work at the Red Cross.
Well, Kurt, I know I'm speaking for the entire staff of KGOU and the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange as a whole when I say just how sorry we are to see you depart public radio and news. And on a personal note, I have learned so much from you, from story editing to news judgment. You have been just a wonderful mentor and colleague and friend. Kurt, it's been such a privilege and a pleasure to work with you. Thank you so much.
Well, and I just want to close by saying that one of the things public radio does that it's really difficult to get elsewhere is that it is about learning from each other and working together, and we'll continue to support public radio regardless of what we do.
Kurt, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
And if you have a message or well wishes you'd like to pass along to Kurt, you can send them to our general manager, Karen Holp. Her email address is manager@kgou.org, and we'll be sure that he sees those. You can also leave a comment on our Facebook page. Just search for KGOU or send us a tweet at KGOU News, and we're using the hashtag GoodbyeKurt. This is KGOU.